Welcome to Lydia's Ladies Podcast. Now, this is a podcast for women who want to have a close relationship with God, but just don't know how, or they want to strengthen their walk with God, but just don't know how. I'm here to help you, give you tips, tools, things that I've learned from the Bible, my own walk, and you might hear from another few ladies as well, on how to have a true, deep, strong, meaningful relationship with God like never before.
Okay, welcome, 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 my loves, to today's podcast, Lydia's Ladies Podcast, for those women who want to get closer to God or just want to know God. I'm your girl, I'm Leanne Turner, and I'm here to just share some gems and tips that are helping me right now, or what have helped me in the past, to have a close relationship with God. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, who is? But I just want to share some. Just, was it one beggar trying to show another beggar where to go and get the bread? Do you know what I'm saying? So I love to start off the year talking about goals and plans and prayers and like what you're going to do differently this year than what you did next year. And I'm not saying you should just start, oh, because January I'm going to do New Year's resolutions. I don't believe in that. I think every single day is a new day to refresh, renew yourself. Yeah. But particularly at January, I know it can be quite traditional. People want to like, oh, New Year, I'm going to do a restart. Whenever you want to restart a clock, do it. Because tomorrow, you know, it ain't promised. So I wanted to talk about goals, right? And the scripture I wanted us to have a look at today, ladies, is Habakkuk, yeah? Let me read it to you. You've probably heard it before, and I want to just share with you. So let's have a little rock and roll at this one. So Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 2, all right? So I'm reading from the NIV versions. All of you lot on your New King James, yeah, keep it. Okay, so Habakkuk 2, it says, write down the revelation and make it plain on tablets so that a herald may run with it. For the revelation awaits an appointed time. It speaks of the end and will not prove false. Though it linger, wait for it. It will certainly come and will not delay. I absolutely love this scripture. You can read it every single day, actually, to be honest with you. It's one that just reminds me that you've got to write your goals down, what your dreams are, what your plans are. You've got to write them down. I remember in my old job, it was like, if it weren't written down, it didn't happen. That was it, basically. If it weren't written down, it didn't happen. That was the whole thing. And I was like, what do you mean that if it wasn't written down, it didn't happen? Was it? The proof is in the pudding. The pudding is your writing. Whether you handwrite it, put in your note, put it, type out on your computer, write down the goals and the dreams that God has put into your heart. Write them down, because the visual reminder will remind you every single day. You know what? It's almost like a written contract. And you're like, oh, I wrote down, I want to lose weight, start this business, go and help this person, do more charity work. It's like a written contract, a reminder. And you know, the word reminder is to refocus it back into your mind that this is what you promised to do. This is what you promised God that you're going to do. So do it. What I love about the scripture is write down the revelation. Make it plain on tablets. Just make it very clear, very plain. Get one little piece of paper, write in your journal, write it on your phone, make a beautiful Canva picture. Whatever you need to do, just write it. Write it down. Think of your goals. Sit down, have a little tea. Think of your goals. Write them down. It doesn't have to be some overcomplicated thing. Just write down 3 things and you go over those notes day and night. You know, stuff that you do day and night, you're going to remember it. Yeah, so go over your goals. What is it you're trying to achieve, whether it's faith or in your health or in your family or in work or in business? Write it down, my love, okay? So, and it says the revelation awaits an appointed time. And it means God has given you a revelation, yeah? They want you to do that charity work, you to write that book, you to start their business, do you know what I'm saying? Yeah? The revelation is for you. And it says, it waits an appointed time. God has got a perfect time, plan, etc. for everything. Everything has its perfect time and plan. Okay. But if you're not doing what God has asked you to do, you're going to miss your time. You're going to miss the plane. Okay. So it says, speaks to the end and it will not prove false. You know, no word of God comes back empty. You know that already. And you've got to think like, okay, if God has asked you to do something, then just do it. Do you know what I'm saying? Don't just sit and, how am I going to do it? Just start. the information, the help, the resources, the money, the people, it will come. But you are the trailblazer in this. So God has given you that dream that you're going to start a cake business, do sewing business, write the book, sing that song, make that dream. You know what I'm saying? All these different things. And I love the bit that says, so the herald may run with it. You are the herald. You're the herald. You're the herald that's going to run and show this message, this dream that God has given you. And though it says, though it linger, wait for it. And I know sometimes it can be like, I've been waiting 10 years to start this job, 10 years to do this, or however many years you've been waiting. You know, 10 years is like a minute or a second in God's eyes. You know what I'm saying? And he said in Isaiah, my thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways. Yeah. So you might have a bit of patience. So also this thing you're trying to birth over to a new business, do the dressmaking, write books, buy property, whatever it is. Even within that dream, God is going to teach you some of the fruit of the spirit as well, I believe. Like, you know, patience, kindness, generous. So everything has a purpose. Yeah, you might be like, oh, I'm going to do this new Oprah Winfrey business TV production thing. Cool. That's great. But even within it, God is going to teach you something. So you can leave that whole situation even better than what you started. You know what I'm saying? So something just came to my mind. Oh, yeah. Okay. Do one small thing each day. Like when you want to lose weight, tone up, whatever, you don't just like bang gym for like 8 hours. No, you do like a little bit each day, like half hour cardio, some weights, some herbs and stuff each day. And all of that over a year, look at your body after a year and your mental health as well, be amazing. After a year, how your body would have changed if you fed it the good food, worked it in the right way, treated it in the right way, stretched it out in the right way. Do you know what I'm saying? So, and when it says do not delay, and I know you might think, I don't have money to start the cake business, I don't have kitchen and all these da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da things. No, just start. It could be that you start to research recipes. You might follow the right people on Instagram. You might go to a marketing course, or just do one little thing each day. One little thing. Because over a week, a month, a year, all these little daily things, they progress and they compound. Okay, so yes, I'm a fan of writing it down, but don't just leave it in your journal. Write it down and then do a practical action each day. One little thing, okay? Where's my note about? Yeah, so do little thing, because it is what God wants you to do. So what I was saying is, well, anything that makes an impact, makes a difference, was written down. Prime, chief example, evidence, the Bible was written down. Initially, it was just spoken word transferred from people's memories, but once it got written down, collapsed. Do you know what I'm saying? So anything that has a big lifelong impact, which you're here for, do a big lifelong impact, write it down. Just please write it down. Find your pen as I'm talking. Well, if you're watching this, you're listening to this, write down the thing, okay? Books, programs to run your app on, you can't do your little banking thing. Someone had to sit there and write out that program. Someone had to sit there and write out that plan for the house that you live in. Someone had to sit there and design that train. Yeah, it was something that dropped into someone's head, someone's spirit. They had to write that out so it can be birthed out. And this is what I love. At the end of the year, so we're at the beginning of the year, right? Then at the end of the year, what I want you to do is go back over to this note. And when you put your note down, whether it's three things, you want to lose weight, you want to buy a house, you want to start a business, write scriptures for each one of them. Okay, so whether it's when you want to, you know, lose weight, you know, I can do anything through Christ who gives me strength, Philippians 4:13. Build a house. Do you know what I'm saying? Every single one, you've got scripture to go with it, okay? And when you talk about, like, you want to lose weight, you'll say that scripture over that goal or dream or vision that you've got, so you can preach it to yourself. So you, your mind, your body, your soul, your spirit, all working in unison, yeah? Because sometimes all the time, you've got to preach to yourself, because if you don't preach to yourself, my dear, let me tell you, Satan and his soldiers are coming for you and going to start preaching in your head if you don't preach the word of God into your mind and start bringing out the dreams and visions that you know God has told you to do. You know. Okay. So, and what I was saying is that, let me go back. At the end of the year, go back over these notes and the scriptures that you prayed at in the beginning of the year, like whether it was for business, for uni, to study, to, I don't know, get married, start your own podcast, write a book, la 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 la, the list can go on. go back over it, which you would be going over your dreams and visions every day anyway, but go back over it, like end of the year, like September's a good time. I don't know, December's a good time. Go back over it at the end of the year, yeah? And just see how the good God has answered your prayer. It might not have been in the way he dreamed and imagined, but when you walk with faith, he can do something. Faith without deeds is nonsense. It's sin. It's rubbish. Nothing going to happen. But if you've got a little bit of faith, you just need that Matthew 17:20 mustard seed piece of faith. That's all you need, yeah? You just need that little weeny, weeny, tiny piece of faith. And I know you might not have seen a mustard seed faith. It's small like what? Okay, let me show it in the camera. Can you see? That is a mustard seed faith, and it's small and tiny. If my camera's focusing, it's one of those things. Small and tiny. Look at even my nail on it. Small like what? Okay, so just have that little tiny mustard seed of faith. That's all you need to start whatever it is that God has asked you to do. And then have a practical for this. Write it down. Me, I'm a visuals chick, so I like to write down my dreams and visions with pictures and stuff like that. Use like Canva. So every day when I start my day of work, I will look at I'll have a scripture and pray, and I'll pray through my task list for that day through my calendar. Say, God, please walk before me. Lord, in for man it's impossible, but Mark 9:23 said anything is impossible for the Lord. You know what I'm saying? So even when I had an office job, I was praying, I had my scriptures up there on the desk, people come and write things on it. I used to pray through the day, because only God can get you through there, whether at work, office, you're at home, you're a mum, whatever it is you're doing. Pray through your schedule so that God can walk you through that schedule. So I have like a life goals thing, and I created this on Canva because I saw another girl on YouTube have this. I hope you can see the light. Yeah, so I've got all different things, like the goals I want. Like, I want to have a childlike heart with God. I want to get married, have children, enough of them, have a positive mindset. These are all my seven streams of income. I want to sparkle daily. Like, who don't want to sparkle daily? Do you know what I'm saying? This is great friendships, healthy body, travel the world. So I created this on Canva as well. So, you know, you can create on Canva. So do that. Did you see it? I hope you saw it. I don't know if the light is showing it good. I don't even know. But yeah, so create your own. You don't have to do it on Canva, but just do what is going to work for your heart. Something you can look at every day, in the morning, in the night. You know what I'm saying? So you can just go over this and just remind yourself, this is your why. This is why you're here. This is what God asks you to do. So that when you come out of here, you're not going to go into the cemetery with no dreams. Because I remember it's Les Brown. He said, the cemetery is one of the most expensive places. Why? Because many people die of the dreams in the heart that God asks them to birth in the life. So you don't want to be that woman. You got to go and do judgment. You already got enough sin to talk to God about. But in regards to the dreams that he asks you to do, you're going to stand up there in front of him and say, well, I didn't do this because you could at least go and say, well, boy, I tried. I didn't know how to do it. I tried to do my, you know what I'm saying? So that is what I wanted to share with you today. Whatever your goal and vision is, yeah, it could be the beginning of the year, but every single day, remind yourself of the goal. In the morning, in the night, go over your goal. Could be one, if you want like help, just think of like one, have one in health, spiritual, mental, and financial. And some of this is going to make you a better woman today, tomorrow, than what you were today. Yeah, if that makes sense. I don't know. It could be you could go travel somewhere, go read a book. So do something so that you can be a more all-rounded person, more all-rounded woman like never before. Okay, so I hope that helped. That was all I really wanted to share in this one. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna just chat for like 5 minutes. Oh my gosh, I was going for like how long? Going 15 minutes. But yes, so do please do that. Get yourself a nice little cute pretty notebook. You know, I get this, you can get them from any stationers. I don't know, get them in Wilkinson, get them from the works, get them on Amazon. This one I really love. Just get yourself an inspirational notebook. I use a mixture of like Evernote, the app on my phone and my tablet. And then I'll write down some of my thoughts as well here. In regards to my goals, I'll like for my whole life, I'll write it on. Remember I showed you the Canva picture. I don't know if I have the thing up in it. I write it down on the Canva picture. Okay, so whatever works for you, homegirl, whether you write your note, you do an Evernote, you have it from Canva. Do what works for you, okay? So let me know how that goes. Do touch base with me wherever you find me, on Instagram, Facebook, la 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 la, email me so I can find out how it's going, because I am really encouraged, really excited to hear the great things that you're going to do. All right, bye for now. I'm going to see you in the next episode.
Thank you so much for listening to today's Lydia's Ladies podcast. I hope you got lots from it and you're able to have so many tools, gems and ideas on how to strengthen your walk with God. I'm so glad I could be a help to you. And if you want more help, you know I always sit down with my very best friends and new friends as well to sit down and do a Bible study. Now, if you like what I've taught you so far on all the podcasts, then let's meet up. We can do it face to face, or if you're not kind of in my area, then let's kind of sit on Zoom or online and that, and let's sit down, go through some scriptures to see, like, where is your relationship with God now and where do you want it to be, my dear? So let me help you. Let's sit down, get out the Bible, go through the scriptures, see where your life is at and where God wants it to be. So DM me on whatever platform you listen to, or just email me on lydiasladies@yahoo.com.